This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A local activist in Niger with ties to the military regime says the only way to avoid conflict in the country between mutinous soldiers that ousted the president and regional nations, which are threatening an invasion to reinstate him, is to recognize the new regime as the ones in power. Activist Insa Garba Saidu, a local who supports Niger's new military rulers in its communications, said there will be no dialogue with regional countries until they acknowledge the new head of state. The West African regional bloc, ECOWAS, has threatened to use military force if President Mohamed Bazoum, who took office 2 years ago, is not released and reinstated. However, the junta has dismissed its warnings. On the streets of Niger's capital, Niamey, food vendor Moussa Ahmed said the looming threat of military intervention has himself and other residents uneasy.
As a Nigerian, we are not expecting ECOWAS, as an African, society to come and attack us in this manner. It's not the best. We are not really happy about it. We are here living in peaceful, but we are not happy about the situation in hand.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Saturday delivered an internationally focused video address thanking a number of nations for throwing their weight behind Kyiv in its struggle against Russian aggression. Firstly, Zelensky hailed Greece's addition to the G7 security guarantees for Ukraine, becoming the 14th country to do so. In his message, the president said, "It is very important every week that Russia sees new international activity in support of Ukraine and normal life." Zelensky also thanked Germany, the Netherlands, Azerbaijan for pledging additional aid to the embattled country. Russia's foreign ministry said Saturday it thwarted Ukraine's rocket strike on the Crimean Bridge, calling it a terrorist attack and vowing retaliation. More on this story and all the stories we're covering can be found in our